Do you believe this idea that the UK is now preparing for a no-deal contingency plan?
Maybe because of the general confusion and chaos surrounding the British government's position. But it's certainly not a bluff in negotiations, because for that you'd need to be threatening the other side, we'll walk away if we don't have a deal. That works if they're after something that you can deliver. But frankly, overall in these negotiations, it's Britain that's asking for things. So saying, if you don't give us what we want, we'll shoot ourselves in the head, is not a very credible strategy.
I mean, you say overall, but obviously the UK, EU does have a lot to lose as well in the Brexit negotiations. It's going to be a major disturbance if there was a no-deal scenario and there was, you know, UK just walked away saying,
It would not be in anybody's interest if there was a no-deal solution. There'd be lots of legal loose ends, there'd be WTO tariffs that would probably kick in for trade. There'd be no end of problems, but they're far worse for the UK than for the rest of the European Union.
Matt, just bring you in here. Being around the European Parliament, talking to people, this idea that the UK is now preparing for this no-deal scenario, you know, is it being treated with any kind of serious... wow, we really need to focus on getting a good deal now because we don't want to get to that scenario.
I recall this time last year, or even earlier, in the immediate aftermath of the Brexit referendum, I was telling MEPs and people I met in Brussels, don't underestimate the intelligence and the conniving of British governments. I'm from Ireland. We've suffered as a result of it. The British government have been doing an awful lot to prove me wrong, because the simple lack of common sense that they've inserted into their entire Brexit strategy is mind-boggling for me as somebody who's observing, but as somebody who has a stake in how the negotiations pan out. I live on the Irish border, as you know. We have arguably more to lose by a bad Brexit deal or a no Brexit deal.
So does it worry you when you hear this, when you hear that the UK government is potentially preparing for a no deal scenario? Does it give you a sense of urgency in terms of the Brexit negotiations?
Yeah, sometimes I like to sit back and just watch the absurdity that is British politics at the moment. But when you take this down to the hard tacks and what it will mean and the contradictions in British government statements. The contradictions, you know, there was a point where you had British government ministers contradicting each other. Now you have British Prime Minister contradicting herself in terms of what she is outlining in terms of priorities for the Brexit negotiations. So we heard the Florence speech, where I think most people at the European level took a step back and said, okay, maybe there's a change
appreciated
here.
It, yeah.
Then we
and
had just the dramatics that came from the conference just has completely undermined whatever goodwill was possible to build out of that. So I come at this from a very selfish point of view, and I make no apologies for it. I want to see the island of Ireland protected insofar as is possible, economically, politically and socially, by a Brexit deal. That is my priority here in terms of how we engage with the European institutions. The British government have said they don't want to see any return to or any hardening of a border. The European Union have said the same. So what I want to see is both sides actually coming to the position where that's actually implemented and realised.
Stephen, at the most generous spin on it, the coverage in the UK has been this is an attempt by the government to assert some form of serious realities and negotiations to break this stalemate in terms of sufficient progress and free trade agreements. By the sounds of it, it's completely useless in terms of that objective. I mean, would you agree? Is there any way this is effective?
I wouldn't say it was useless, but I would say it's far too late to have put on the table the fact that...
Well, how is it useful, though? What's
the
use?
Walk away. What is useful is as both Matt has mentioned so far, is that the tone was the right tone to put in terms of the Florence speech. That was fine. But the tone is weakened if you didn't always have from the start the position that you could walk away. Now, both sides, and Varoufakis have made this very clear in his negotiations with the Troika during the Greek crisis, that you can't enter a negotiation unless you have the ability and desire to walk away, and that was one of the weaknesses.
But that would have to be a credible threat.
That's right.
And it's not, because walking away, you are in a worse situation.
And that is exactly the point that Varoufakis was saying, is that Greece never entered into a credible threat for walking away, and the Troika never believed they ever would. Mm-hmm. And that is why Britain's in a weak position when they said they were walk away, but no one ever actually believed them to do so.
For good reason.
The question is now, because of the time delays, because of everything that's been happening, the position of actually walking away with a no deal here and moving to WTO is beginning to become credible because both sides recognise that time may not be on their side.
But in terms of the actual realities, it's coming out now that, in fact, this underneath the surface level of the soundbites, ministers aren't really putting any effort into the realities of the contingency plans in terms of what, you know, operationally, logistically, a no deal would look like, taking the customs union as one example, what would happen there.
Yeah.
I mean, so, Richard, so what...
A good example is the border in Ireland, because Theresa May says we won't have a hard border. We don't want physical infrastructure on that border. But at the same time, she says Britain will leave the customs union, which turns that into a customs border.
Yep.
Well, how the rest of Europe's listening with bated breath to hear how on earth you avoid physical infrastructure if you've turned it into a customs border. And we've not heard, the rest of Europe hasn't heard anything from
Richard,
the British government about how it could actually be done.
We have about 13,000 vehicles travelling across the border in a day, if I'm about right, in Ireland, and that's actually less than what happens in travel between Switzerland and or Norway.
Yeah, but the problem, Stephen, is that there's about 300 border crossings in Ireland, and some of which are very narrow roads. And you know, a part of the Theresa May's problem and the British government's problem is that they don't understand the Irish border. They don't get what it means. And in fairness to the European leaders, they seem to have a better sense, probably because they've come and visited and they've actually been on farms where one field actually is in both jurisdictions, whereas in some cases houses are literally on the border.
So there hasn't been any engagement in terms of the Brexit department, the UK government, they haven't come over?
There's a huge problem in terms of how the north of Ireland is being dealt with, and part of that problem has been exacerbated by the fact that the Tory government are relying on the DUP, who have a completely absurd position, which is effectively just to give Theresa May a blank cheque in terms of the deal. Anybody who looks at this objectively, wants to protect all Ireland trade, wants to protect the peace process, wants to ensure that society north and south withstands the worst excesses of Brexit, comes to the position that the north needs to remain in the single market and the customs union. Now, great if the UK decides to do the same, but they have all come to the point, including the European Parliament resolution, which was recently passed, that that's what needs to happen. So if the British government are sincere when they say we don't want to see a return to a hard border or any physical manifestation of the border, well, then they need to come to that position as well.